And of course, there's about to be an EU summit where leaders are going to be urged to agree to use Russia's frozen assets to give money to Ukraine and give them a huge loan.
Yeah, there is going to be exactly that summit. And there was, over the weekend, towards the end of last week, some pretty confident noises coming from people I was speaking to in government, government officials, believing that this could be a real moment and a real turning point where those frozen Russian assets across Europe, most of which are actually held in Belgium, could be released and given to Ukraine. There is less optimism now, I am sensing. We'll find out the details tomorrow. But certainly the sort of the excitement, this is going to be a big breakthrough. Obviously, this has been something that's been talked about for months and months. The excitement that tomorrow could be a breakthrough, I think, is waning slightly. And there seems to be a little bit more opposition and hesitation because it is A, legally very complicated to release these frozen assets and spend them on fighting, on giving them to Ukraine in order to fight Russia. The legal complexity is one aspect, and there is also political concern that Russia could then sue the countries who are holding these funds.